Evil is not all bad, which is an old Kabbalistic idea that I've mentioned to you before, because one of the great philosophical problems that face us is always to know how does evil come in the world? If God is good, as we know by definition, and God creates everything, then where is there room for evil? How does it happen? And that's a very difficult philosophic question. Terribly difficult philosophic question. It doesn't bother us because, you know, it doesn't appear on page 7 of the sports section. And we are generally not very philosophic in our time. But in the great philosophic problems that exist, that's one of the basic problems, is where is there evil in the world? How does it exist? Well, one of the answers, one of the attempted answers, certainly the Kabbalistic answer, is that what we think is evil is not really evil. It's a imperfect form of good that requires greater refinement, that requires, it has to be worked upon. It will eventually somehow become good. Things will straighten out. Everything is going to be good. And the best statement was that evil is the seat, the throne of good. Good rests upon it. In other words, it is a necessary ingredient somehow in the process of human life. And that in evil itself, there are many heavenly sparks which are covered, which are hidden. And the righteous person is able to recognize that, and he is able to elevate those sparks and even from evil draw forth good. Because of that, the attitude of Chassidus originally in its revolutionary stage to backsliding Jews, to bad Jews, was much more tolerant than the attitude of the other Jews was, because they saw in those bad Jews, quote unquote, they saw good. We think, for instance, of we'll discuss him, the philosophy of Reb Levi Yitzchok Mebarditchev, the famous person of Avos Yisrael. So we think of him as a nice old naive man who, you know, just loved people and never saw any bad in anybody else. But that is very naive and very primitive. He was a far more complex person than that. He saw the bad, he saw the evil, but his philosophy was that within that evil, within that bad, there lay good, and that his job was to extract the good, to point it out, to bring it to fore. The famous Hasidic legend about him, the story that he once saw a Jew that was standing with his talis and tefillin on in the middle of davening, and he was greasing the wheels to his wagon. So his shaman said to him, look at that shagetz, right? He's standing with talis and tefillin on, and he's greasing the wheels to his wagon. And he said, look at that holy person, he said, even while greasing his wagon, he's wearing his talis and tefillin. That's a philosophy. That Levi Yitzchok never agreed that you're supposed to grease your wagon with the talis and tefillin on. But what he was saying was that a person who is doing something bad, but there is good in it, and that therefore the good in it can somehow justify the evil.